In 1998, Joe Cross had a life-changing moment. He had turned 40 and he was really fat. He was 22 stone. What he then did was pretty extraordinary. He went from eating terrible food every single day of the week. He could barely breathe at 22 stone. And he changed his diet abruptly and started blending vegetables into juice drinks and drank them for 60 days. How much weight did he lose in 60 days? He lost 5 stone in 60 days. He made a film about it called Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead, which has been watched now by millions of people around the world. When he came to the UK at the weekend, I interviewed him, and he's been explaining his road trip across America and this extraordinary diet that he was on. Now, very, very important, by the way, that we say at the very top of this, that if you are considering any diet, you've got to go to the doctor first and you've got to get medical advice, as Joe did. I started off by asking him just how unhealthy he used to be.
I was pretty bad, mate. I was close to 22 stone. I was 310 pounds. I was loaded up on medication for a debilitating autoimmune disease called chronic urticaria angioedema, and I'd been that way for 8 long years. And it wasn't until I hit 40, mate, that I decided that this is not something that I should be taking forward with me throughout life. And I just said, I need to make some changes. And I was really open to the idea of making changes. And the film sort of picks up at that moment when I've decided the changes I'm going to make, which is I turn my back on Mother Nature. What would happen if I ran towards her? I was basically living on a diet high in processed food, a lot of animal product, and very, very, very little plant food, fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, seeds, you know, things that are made by Mother Nature. I wasn't eating that. And so the movie sort of shows me and my plan and my idea of drinking juice and eating lots of plants, and nothing short of a miracle, Stephen. 5 months later, mate, I was off all meds and 100 pounds lighter.
In 5 months?
Yeah, it was 60 days of juice and 90 days of eating just plant food.
Is that dangerous?
I think what I was doing before, to be honest, was more dangerous than what I did then. You know, I've learned a lot since then. That was 7 years ago when I shot the movie. And, of course, what actually happened when I shot this movie is I went to the US to make it. I figured if you're going to get people to watch a movie, you want Americans to watch it, and they like watching things that are made in their own country, which is why I flew from Australia to the US. I got a truck. I loaded it up with a juicer and a bunch of fruit and veg, and I set off from New York to LA and drove across the United States and took all of that 60 days to visit 27 states and meet lots of people. And what I learned along the way and what I've learned since now really gives me a lot of confidence to sit here and say that it's actually healthy and it's not dangerous as long as you follow a bunch of precautions. I mean, I had a doctor monitoring me the whole time. I was taking blood tests every 10 days and checking in for regular checkups. And at any stage that things got out of hand or things didn't look good, I was certainly prepared to break the fast.
Let's go back to the beginning again, if you don't mind, and set the context for this, because some people who aren't fat and aren't really overweight, they think they know what it feels like, but they haven't got a clue. And of course, for those that don't know about me, quite a few will, I am where you were. I am 20 stone. I've tried all my life to crack it. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm trapped in a fat body that I cannot crack. That's how I feel. Right. Now, you're tired all the time.
Yep.
What was the defining moment for you? How bad did it get for you when you were 22 stone?
Right. Well, for me, it was more about being sick, Stephen. It was more about actually having to take the pills every morning and every day for this terrible, terrible disease, which was kind of like chronic hives all over your body and not knowing what kind of day you were going to have. And that's really what I was really low about and depressed about. The actual part of being overweight, that was secondary to this sick problem, okay? So, but getting onto your point of your question about being heavy, being overweight, you know, there's so many people that I talk to today that feel lost, that feel helpless, that feel trapped, just like what you said. And I understand that completely. I was there. I tried so many things to try and get me either well or to try and lose weight. But a lot of it, Stephen, I was outsourcing my problem to other people. I was paying people to fix me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you outsource your health to somebody else, you don't get too very good results. You've got to take responsibility yourself, and you've got to take it on board. And, you know, I started to use real logic as opposed to anything else to try and fix myself.
Do you believe food, and especially the bad foods, are addictive? Do you believe that?
100%. I do. 100%.
So it's an addiction.
Sugar? Well, you see, once we start making statements, we've got to be careful, because this is the fascinating thing about these 8 billion people that inhabit this beautiful planet of ours. We're all unique and different. And to make a blanket statement that everybody is addicted to sugar or salt or fat, that's not accurate, because some people can have just little bits of sugar and be completely fine. Others, it's like a drug. And so we got to be careful, and that we can't make a big one-all statement, but I can certainly tell you from my expert position on Joe Cross, on myself, I was totally and utterly addicted to sugar.
Give me a sense of your diet.
Now or then?
Then.
Okay, so, you know, anything that was basically white or brown or black, I would eat. You know, things that were pasta, breads, burgers, fries. You know, I lived a lot on soda, drank a lot of alcohol, smoked a lot of cigarettes. I was, you know, when I go out and party, you know, 2 packets a night, easy, no problem. 10 beers, you know, half a bottle of vodka. That would be the binging. And then I'd go a couple of weeks without a drink at all. You know, I wasn't like a steady drinker. I was a binge guy. In terms of the food, pizzas and burgers, and lunchtime would be Chinese and Thai food. You know, really highly processed takeaway food, lots of sauces.
Which tasted great.
Tastes fantastic, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It tasted fantastic.
And you were a banker, so the stress of that job, the more stressed you get, you're eating, you're wanting an adrenaline. Okay, I get it, right? Yep. So where on earth does this notion come from to juice everything?
Okay, so I didn't just go straight from that to juicing. There was a couple of steps in the middle that was along the logic. So I kind of was very good at business. I built half a dozen companies very successfully, and here I was focusing on wealth and not health. So when I hit 40 and I turned that big 4-0, it was kind of like this wake-up call, boy, oh boy, I thought I was smart, but look at me. I'm, you know, fat, sick, and I'm nearly dead. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, pre-diabetic. What's my future going to be like? No point having 3 cars in the garage and, you know, that. Forget that. All that wealth, let's just stop that now. That's crazy. So I kind of woke up and realized that I needed to think about my health as a business. I needed to sort of use logic towards it. Now, I'm part of the Homo sapien family, just like you. We've been around here 200,000 years, and we're part of a humanoid family that, depending on who you talk to, we've been here between 4 and 6 million years. Now, we've become the most successful species on this planet. We are top of the food chain. What have we done? What have we lived on mostly that's made us this successful? And when you think about it in that context, we've eaten mostly fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans and seeds, and animal product. This new kid on the block, which is processed food, it's only been around like 50, 60 years. And what I was doing is I was sort of flying in the face of all of this history of humanity, where we live mostly on plant food, and I was living mostly on processed food, like a lot of other people on the world who share it with me now. And if you do that, you cannot ignore the biological laws of cause and effect. And these diseases of nutritional ignorance that are out there now, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases that are, you know, on the fly, I was suffering one of those. Now, when I heard and learnt that 70% of all disease out there is caused by lifestyle choices, what we eat, what we drink, whether we smoke or not, how much exercise we do or don't do, what's our sleep like, what's our stress levels like, is there love and intimacy in our life? Tell you what, I was failing on all of that. So I figured that if 70% of diseases are caused by that, that means 30% are just bad luck. And I needed to find out which camp I was in. Was I in the bad luck, where just no matter what I did in my life, I was always going to have this illness? Or was I in that what I call the idiot camp, where I was doing it to myself? And for the first time, I wanted to be in that camp. I wanted to be in the idiot camp. I wanted to be, because I figured if I was there, I had a chance to save myself. So I decided to go a complete 180 I wanted to say no to processed and no to animal and just eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and seeds.
But now, see, I've decided that every day of my life. We're going to say, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to do it. But how did you actually get through day one?
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. I think there's a couple of really interesting points that were made for me. You see, I had an illness. If you're not sick and all you are is overweight, that's a pretty hard thing to motivate yourself on, just to try and lose a few pounds, lose 10, lose 20, lose. It's hard, really hard. But when you're sick and you think that you're on medication, if you don't do something about it, life's just going to get worse. It was more motivating to me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was more about an illness that I wanted to cure. I was sick of being sick. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So here's how I got through day one, day two, day three, because they're the hardest parts. Believe it or not, it's the first week that's the hardest. Once you get through that, then it just becomes boring and then you just got to like stick with the program. So for me, what I did was I worked out pretty carefully that the reason why I was sick is because I felt that I wasn't eating enough plant food. So let's fix that by eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and seeds. Then I asked the question, why am I fat? What's the reason that I was carrying around all this extra energy? Because at the end of the day, all fat is energy waiting to be converted into life. So if you ask the question, why are you, was it 20 stone?
I'm 22 stone.
Okay, why are you 22 stone? What's the reason that you're 20? Not the fact that you might have eaten too much and not done the exercise. What's the biological benefit for you, a Homo sapien, to be able to store up that energy? And you know what it's for? It's for lean times. It's for when there's no food around. But we live in this world today where there's a feast on every corner. Everywhere you go, there's energy, and it's cheap energy, thousands and thousands of calories for a fiver, and you can get it anywhere. And it's filled with lots and lots of calories, but very little nutrient-dense micronutrients, these phytochemicals that are all only found in plant food. So let's do a quick little lesson. Macronutrients are things like protein and carbohydrate and sugars and fats and salts and vitamin A, B, C, and D. We've all heard of those. They're really important. They're macro. The micro are phytochemicals only found in plant food, tens of thousands of little things that are like harness sunlight, energy. They carry information. They trigger the way that our body communicates and cells with each other. So they're kind of like, they're not like the big energy suppliers. They're the information providers for our bodies to function properly and healthy. So that if you don't put those into your body's going to be starving itself of nutrients and it's going to tell you to eat more. So all you're going to want to do is eat more macro, eat more macro, eat more protein, eat more carbohydrate, eat more sugar, eat more fat. And so most people, it's not possible to get to 20 stone living on plants. It's not possible. You can't do it. But you can do it if you live on a diet high on processed food and high on animal product. And so the only real solution here is to sort of go a complete 180 in the average person over here in the UK and in Australia and the US. They're getting 93% of their calories on a yearly basis from what I call the fun part of town, which is processed food and animal product, and just 7% from plant food. So my mission was to take that 7 to 100 for as long as it took to see if I could get off my meds. The byproduct and luckily thing was losing the weight, but getting off the meds was the big target.
So day one, what happens? What do you eat?
So day one for me, I decided to, if you think about being a judge, jury and executioner, right? 20 years of smashing myself, I thought I'd give myself 2 years of plants so that I would see after 2 years, if I was still sick, I'd accept the fact that I was in the 30% camp. Now, to supercharge my journey here, I decided to just drink the water filtered through plants. So I decided for the first 60 days of the journey not to eat anything but just to drink the water that had been trapped in cucumbers, in celery, in kale, in apples, in pears, in lemons, in ginger.
It sounds crazy.
Pardon?
It sounds crazy.
Well, let me just tell you a little quickly.
And it sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Says the fat man with the man that's lost all the weight, of course.
Yeah, and I'm not on any medication anymore and I'm happy and healthy. Okay, so let's just think about it very simply. When you eat a cucumber, what's a cucumber made of? It's made of 97% water. So when you put it in your mouth, you chew it, your mouth chews it, and you swallow the cucumber. Now, that cucumber is made up of a structure called cellulose, which we also call fiber, or you know, insoluble fiber. And inside that water, there's little packets of water, like little balloons, are the phytonutrients mixed into the water. So when you actually eat it and goes down in your stomach, your body creates a breakdown and enzymes are created and your body digests that cucumber. It absorbs all of the water and the phytonutrients and any sugars or anything else that's in the cucumber. They get absorbed into your gut, into your system. And the fiber, that gets passed out through the bowel. That's discharged, gone. There's no nutrient in the fiber. The fiber's great for bowel health, but the nutrients have been sucked out of it. When you use a juicer and you extract out that water with the phytonutrients, it's the same absorption happens as when you drink water. So you're actually outsourcing digestion. So you are, in actual fact, still getting a lot of the energy and a lot of the nutrients when you drink the plant that's been extracted than when you eat it. You're just not putting all that fiber into your body.
And how much did you lose in 60 days?
In the 60 days, I lost 82 pounds.
What did that feel like?
Unbelievable. You know, I call it human 2.0. I got to feel for the first time in many, many, many years, probably 38 or 40 since I was a little kid, what it was like to be human, what it was like to be able to smell, to be able to go to sleep and remember my dreams and wake up and not have sore ankles or knees or a sore shoulder. I was able to actually just feel alive. Not have these crashes every 3 hours where I needed to go and get some kind of caffeine or sugar into my body.
How did your friends react to you?
Well, interestingly, obviously they were all happy for me, but because my lifestyle had changed and I wasn't going out on the drink and I wasn't doing things, you know, they thought I wasn't as funny as I used to be. So some of them weren't happy because I was also a reflection of a mirror for them, which they didn't want to see because they knew they also had to make changes. And there was probably a little bit of jealousy. I think overall, most people were very happy for me, but certainly there have been some people I don't spend as much time with now as I used to.
You know, in the course of this interview, you don't make it sound easy, but you make it sound easier than certainly I think it is.
Let me say this to
willpower.
You.
Look at the obesity crisis that there is in this country.
Yeah.
Never mind the world. And you're telling me you can put yourself right in 5 to 6 months.
Yes, you
that
can.
That is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. But if you think about the problem we've got, see, we are an incredible species. We've done some amazing things. And collectively, we are, you know, we've built this internet, we've built aeroplanes, we've been to the moon, we have all these computers, you know, we're phenomenal. But there's a couple of things we've done which are really, really like not helping. See, we've evolved where we used to have to go out and get our energy that we put in our body. We used to have to spend energy to get it. And the energy that we could get wasn't very dense in lots of energy, but it was dense in nutrients. We flipped those two things around. You know, I was in a store today, John Lewis. I'm doing juice demos here in London. And everywhere you go, there's escalators. You don't even need to walk upstairs anymore. You can go 5, 6 levels without burning much fat at all.
What is your view, Joe, on what the government should be doing and what government intervention should be? You know, there's a whole plethora of examples of attempts by local councils throughout the UK. One council sent out texts to people, for goodness sake, to tell them to walk upstairs and eat healthily that day. Others given free gym membership. Do you think government and society needs to get tough on obesity and fat people?
No, I don't think I need to get tough at all. I think that's the wrong message. I think what we've got to do, and I've given this a lot of thought, so I'm really glad you've asked me the question. I think it's about inspiring people. I think it's about community. I think it's about education. I think these are things we need to do. I think we need to make it easier and cheaper and more convenient, if you like, for people to be able to get their plants. You see, a lot of subsidies are given to corporations that are creating food that's highly processed and refined. And so there's a bit of an unlevel playing field, and therefore it's food that's processed can be cheaper than food that's made by Mother Nature. So I don't want to see taxes on sugar or anything like that. I don't think that works either. I think what we've got to do is we've got to try and get the demand out there to be higher. We've got to increase the supply of more convenient produce, more convenient meals that are high in plant food, and education and inspiration. So I think governments can only do so much. I think it really starts at a groundswell. And you know what? I'm seeing it. When I go out to talk, hundreds of people turn up to hear this message. People are becoming much more aware of what they're putting into their bodies now. Well, I'm seeing it turn. It's small, but it's starting to turn. People are getting there. So I think the governments have a role to play, but at the end of the day, if you're sitting out there and you're 22 stone and you're waiting for the government to come along and knock 10 stone off you or 5 stone off you or 7, whatever it is, you know, you're going to be waiting a long time. At the end of the day, personal responsibility and taking control of the way that we look at our food, the way that we put it in. And here's what I'd say. I'd say very simply, give this a go for 1 month. It's only 1 month. If it doesn't work and you don't reboot your taste buds, if you don't feel fabulous, then maybe it's not for you. But it's what's 1 month in your life when you think about what pain and suffering is down the road?
I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going
to
try it.
I'd love you to do it. I'd love you to do it.
I think I'm going to try it from, what day is this, Friday? Monday morning.
Yeah, well, it's a great thing to do. And here's what I would, here's how I would get started, because I know a lot of people might be listening and want to get started. Here's what I'd do. I wouldn't dive straight into the reboot on day one, because you need to get your head around what's going on. This is what I would do to start off. I would take the 30-day challenge where you make fresh fruit and vegetable juice. Recipes are on my website, rebootwithjoe.com. Pick out ones that you like and try and drink about 500 to 750 mils of juice a day to start your day. Don't change anything else. You want to have breakfast, you want to have lunch, you want to have dinner. Just start like that for the first 30 days. Just get used to the taste, get used to making it, get used to it being a part of your life. After 30 days, then you might want to try 10 days of just juice, because now you're familiar with it, you've got comfortable, you know what the tastes are like. What you're going to find in that first 30 days, though, is you are going to find that because you've put this nutrition in, your cells are not going to be as hungry, and you're actually going to lose weight over the 30 days anyway. And you're going to feel better. Your numbers are going to be better. Get your blood test, get your blood pressure done, and you're going to be gobsmacked at the results by just adding the juice, not changing anything else.
It's been really fascinating talking to you, Joe, and thank you so much for doing so.
See, I appreciate it, mate. Juice on.